the Public News Service Daily Newscast for November the 1st, 2019. I'm Mike Clifford. A fresh round of South California wildfires roared to life Thursday, destroying homes and forcing evacuations. That as the region faced a second day of explosively fierce Santa Ana winds that have fanned flames, displacing thousands of residents. That from Reuters. They report the most destructive among several new wind-driven blazes in the region erupted hours before dawn on the rugged slopes of the San Bernardino National Forest. Reuters adds a so-called hillside fire quickly devoured more than 200 acres and destroyed or damaged at least 6 homes. The open enrollment period for health insurance under the Affordable Care Act begins today, and healthcare advocates are advising people to read the fine print before deciding on a new policy.
Consumers for Quality Care sponsored a survey that found just over half of respondents said they understand very well their health insurance coverage for routine doctor visits. But according to board member Jason Resendez, only 22% said they understood what is covered for out-of-network hospital services or in the event of an accident.
It's really important for consumers to understand what exactly their plan covers and really thinking about how to avoid things like surprise medical bills.
The open enrollment period for health insurance under the Affordable Care Act ends on December 15th. Resendez particularly advises to watch out for short-term limited duration insurance plans. He notes these low-cost plans are exempt from many of the coverage requirements of the Affordable Care Act and may leave people with huge medical bills. For Public News Service, I'm Andrea Sears.
Massachusetts, New York, and New Jersey have already banned the sale of short-term limited duration plans. New Mexico's oil and gas industry is currently providing the state's economy with a historic financial boost, but conservation groups worry about its transparency and whether a pledge to reduce methane emissions is sincere.
Lucas Herndon with Progress Now New Mexico says an out-of-state lobbying group called Power the Future is behind the Oil and Gas Association's messaging. He says environmentalists have been called radical by Power the Future's founder, which raises concerns about the group's agenda.
Who is this lobby group that's working in New Mexico on behalf of oil and gas companies and spending so much money and political will on influencing our state legislature and state government?
Prior to her election in 2016, Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham promised to expand the state's oil-dependent economy, but recently told industry leaders she hopes New Mexico can overtake North Dakota as the nation's number two oil producer while also designing new regulations for methane emissions. For Public News Service, I'm Roz Brown.
This is PNS. This week, more than 250 conservatives from Wyoming and 43 other states, including Republican State Representative Jared Olson of Cheyenne, signed a statement calling for an end to the death penalty.
The move comes as the Trump administration plans to resume federal executions. Kylie Taylor with the Wyoming chapter of Conservatives Concerned About the Death Penalty calls capital punishment a wasteful, ineffective, and error-prone government program that goes against core conservative principles.
Republican state lawmakers are introducing legislation to repeal the death penalty. It's very expensive. It's a failed government program, and it doesn't value life.
Taylor says as soon as prosecutors announce they'll seek the death penalty, costs to taxpayers can increase by as much as 10 times the cost of lesser sentences. Proponents of the death penalty say it's an important deterrent and that jurors should have an option to impose what many see as a just and appropriate sentence for the worst crimes committed. I'm Eric Galatis.
While many Washingtonians with felony convictions had their voting rights restored a decade ago, barriers and confusion remain. Democratic Senator Patty Coore of Bellevue wants to allow people in community custody, known as on parole, to vote.
I don't think that taking away someone's right to vote fits the crime. And I say that because there is absolutely no evidence whatsoever that taking away someone's right to vote has a deterrent effect on the commission of crime.
Coore notes restrictions on voting rights for people who have been in prison has its roots in Jim Crow, a set of laws enacted in the early 20th century to enforce racial segregation. Finally, we don't get to head to Alaska on the newscast often, but Eric Tegedoff reports compared to other states, Alaska is near the bottom when it comes to the rate of children with health coverage.
The Georgetown University Center for Children and Families finds 9.4% of children in Alaska didn't have health insurance in 2018, the second highest rate in the nation. There is a silver lining to these numbers, though. While uninsured rates have gone up nationwide since 2016, Alaska's have trended down. But Andrew Cutting with Alaska Children's Trust says there are still a lot of kids without coverage.
There's 18,000 kids in Alaska who aren't getting the checkups that they need, and that's a problem that we should be addressing.
Joan Alker with the Georgetown Center says cycling in and out of health coverage is a problem at any time of life.
Any short period of uninsurance exposes that parent to medical debt. If a kid falls down on the playground, breaks an arm, it happens all the time. So we really need these kids to have continuous health coverage.
Nationwide, the average uninsured rate was 5.2% in 2018, or about 4 million kids without coverage. I'm Mike Clifford. Thanks for wrapping up your week with Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and we're online at publicnewsservice.org.